Okay, apologies. We've got a clock back there that says 6, and I should be looking at my cell phone instead. So it is 6:02.
Recording in progress.
Go ahead and call to order this meeting of the Atascadero City Council. And I would ask that Councilmember Darez lead us in a pledge to the flag. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Borbo?
Here.
Councilmember Darez?
Here.
Councilmember Newsom?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Funk?
Here.
Mayor Moreno?
Here.
All present.
Thank you. Well, for those of you listening tonight or attending in person, welcome. We'll move on to our consent calendar. Consent calendar items are considered to be routine and non-controversial by staff and can be approved in one motion unless there is a member of the council wishing to pull an item. I will now open up public comment for consent calendar items. Is there any member of the public wishing to speak on a consent calendar item? I'm seeing none. I'll go ahead and close public comment. Are there any members of the council wishing to ask questions about or pull any item from the consent calendar? Seeing none, I will go ahead and ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Borbo, a second by Councilmember Newsom. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Borbo?
Yes.
Councilmember Newsom?
Yes.
Councilmember Darez?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Funk?
Yes.
Mayor Moreno?
Yes, ma'am.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. And we'll move on to updates from the city manager, Ms. Christensen.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. We have a lot going on, so please bear with me. So we'll just kind of jump right in. Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks. All right, let's jump right in. So we'd like to highlight that this past weekend was the 8th annual Showdown Cornhole Tournament, which was a huge success. The event showcased a top-notch scoring system to keep track of over 116 brackets through the weekend, with 70 brackets on Saturday and another 46 on Sunday. Over $2,700 was made to provide to the designated nonprofits, with the Charles Paddock Zoo being one of the recipients. We are excited to announce the new Amsterdam coffee shop is now open at the corner of Palma and West Mall, right here next door to City Hall. If you haven't already, please stop in and grab yourself a cup of coffee. The 28th annual River and Creek Cleanup will be happening this Saturday, September 28th, from 9 a.m. to noon, and volunteers are needed to help take part in cleaning up the Salinas River and the Atascadero Creek. If you do plan to volunteer, check in with the Atascadero Mutual Water Company at their yard at 9 a.m. That's at 6575 Sycamore Road. Please make sure you bring your gloves, buckets, and water bottles. And we'd like to give a big shout out and thanks to the Atascadero Mutual Water Company, Waste Management, Chicago Grade Landfill, and the City of Atascadero's Public Works Department for being involved in hosting this annual event. The ECR project continues, the construction continues, and for the week of 9/23 through 9/27, contractors are currently working on hardscape, irrigation, storm runoff planters, and electrical work on El Camino Real at the corners of East Mall, so that's the southeast corner there, West Mall, the southeast corner of West Mall, and Traffic Way, the northeast corner of Traffic Way. Continue to please expect lane shifts and traffic delays while we work through this project. Hardscape drainage work also continues at ECR between Colony Cinemas and Vino Inns and Suites, and also on the other side of El Camino Real and in front of Mr. Putter's. Those areas that are no parking will continue to be marked. And then as road work continues, please make sure you're following along through our website at atascadero.org/ECR project. That's where you can go for more information. If you have questions, you can reach out to the Public Works Department, 805-470-3456. The Atascadero Chamber of Commerce, their fall sip and shop is this Friday, September 27th. That will be from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Those attending will have the opportunity to enjoy over 20 tasting stops that will and it'll also include complimentary tours of historic City Hall. It's a great way to get out and support the downtown merchants and restaurants. And please, if you'd like to go, don't wait to purchase those tickets. They're on sale now, both online at atascaderochamber.org and visit atascadero.com/events. Or you can go in person to the chamber to purchase your tickets. And tickets, while if they are available, you can get them day of. National Night Out will be taking place October 1st from 5 to 7 p.m. And the Atascadero Police Department would like to invite everyone to come join them on this fun night. National Night Out is an opportunity for the community to come out and learn all of the things happening in the community, to learn more from the Public Works Department, learn more from the Police Department. It's a great opportunity to meet your public safety partners, as well as your neighbors, and just gain safety tips and enjoy a variety of exhibits and exhibitions here from our community partners. The City of Atascadero is excited to announce our Fall First Fridays entertainment for October 4th. That'll be in the downtown. It's featuring Carbon City Lights. That will be at the Plaza on El Camino, so across from Sunken Gardens, starting at 5:30 p.m. You can enjoy live music, plus explore the variety of restaurants and entertainment options here in our downtown. The concert, if you do plan to attend the concerts, please bring your low back chairs and your wallets, as we will feature a fantastic food truck, Mary's Cuisine. And as a reminder, our Fall Fridays are always free to attend. And just a reminder that Colony Days will be happening the next day. That's October 5th. That's our annual community celebration. That goes from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with a parade that begins at 10 a.m. There is a new parade route. The new parade route starts here on the back of City Hall, so on Lewis. It will travel down to 41, and then from 41 on to El Camino Real, and then it'll come back as it normally does along West Mall. So if you are planning to attend the parade, please just make sure you're aware of that new parade route. The festival in Sunken Gardens starts following the parade, and there will be a variety of vendors, entertainment, food, and of course the favorite wiener dog and small dog races, and those will start at noon. Also, as a reminder for the Colony Days parade, applications are the deadline for that is September 27th, this Friday. So if you would like to participate in the parade, please get those applications in. And just a reminder, this is our annual community gathering and celebration, so please come out and celebrate with us. And finally, we'd like to announce that one of our residential waste drop-off weeks, our fall waste drop-off, will be happening October 19th through 26th. Remember, this is a free event for waste management customers here in the city. Please reach out to waste management to request your voucher. The voucher pickup dates are October 14th through 28th, and you can reach out to waste management at 805-466-3636. It's really important that you make sure you call the local number. Again, that's 805-466-3636. And you'll see flyers start coming through announcing the waste drop-off, what is allowed, what is not allowed. And October 19th through 26th, again, that you take you get the voucher like we've done in years past. You take it to Chicago Grade, and you can do that. It's Saturday to Saturday, and that's 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. And as a reminder, all event information for city and city-sponsored events, the zoo, and all things to do here in our community are available at visitatascadero.com. And for all city-related business, please check out our website at atascadero.org. And if you have any questions, let me know. Thanks so much.
Yes. Regarding the fall cleanup, I think you had said people could pick up certificates or the little thing that lets you go to the waste, to the dump, is October 14th, you said, through the 28th.
But October 14th through 18th.
18th, okay.
Yes, for
that
voucher pickup.
Much more sense.
Yeah.
Can people come during the week of the 19th through the 26th to pick up, like if somebody comes in on the Thursday before the last Saturday, they can still pick up a certificate?
The dates they told us were the 14th through the 18th, so I don't know. We can follow back up on that to check in and see if they'll let you in after that 14th through 18th date.
I seem to remember that I've always gone in during the week, so it would be good, and maybe if we could get that information out on social media. I know a lot of our residents really rely on that twice a year. It's a great benefit that we get, so let's make sure we get that word out and the dates. Good. Love to see all the downtown things. I want to thank the businesses. I know I've talked with a lot of business owners, and I'm sure everyone throughout the city has, and a lot of them are like they're excited about this downtown project, but it certainly is having an impact, and I thank you so much for your patience and the really good attitude that you have about it. I know it can't be easy, and I want to thank all of our residents who are continuing to support our downtown businesses. Come out for these events that we have, the First Fridays, the Art and Wine Walk. I still call it the Art and Wine Walk. I know that's not it anymore, but the downtown wine stroll and all of the things going on, and please support your local businesses. I know it might be a little harder navigating past a few cones, finding a parking space, but please, they do rely on us, and I know they greatly appreciate it. Any questions that we have, our city manager? Okay. Next, we have our community forum, and this is the part of our meeting where any members wishing to speak to the council on something not on the agenda tonight, but over which we have jurisdiction. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, and we allot a total of up to 30 minutes for community forum. So we ask speakers to state their name for the record, and we will start with our first speaker.
Good evening, Council. Jeff Hoslin, resident and business owner here in our wonderful community. First of all, with waste management, if you do call the local number, hit option 3. If you hit any other option, you will be transported somewhere out of our county. So I would say hit option 3. Secondly, let's talk about graffiti. Graffiti, we've just gone through all this stuff at ordinances here. And we have a signed ordinance, so this is where it's leading, Madam Mayor. Our city's been tagged with these god-awful reptile signs on private property, city property, all up and down our wonderful city. Probably wouldn't matter if it was a week or two out for the event, but we're at 6 weeks out on an event happening in San Luis Obispo. I think it's disgusting that these people come into our community, put signs up anywhere and everywhere, whether it's on city or private property, and I don't think it's a good thing. I know it's now gone to code enforcement. I now actually heard this afternoon it did go to Director Dunsmore and his staff, and I actually would like to hear what the results were, because it is in violation of our sign ordinance, and I think it looks horrible. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Oslin. Next speaker.
Good evening, Council. My name is Richard Moen. I live here in Atascadero, and I'd like to speak to you about something I've talked to the Council about before. And that's the interchange of Highway 41 and El Camino. If you coming down our Highway 41, if right past Atascadero Avenue, there's a Caltrans sign, and it specifically states the right-hand lane for the south northbound freeway, the center lane for the El Camino, and our straight ahead, and the third lane is for El Camino going north. You get up to the freeway where the overpass is, and it actually goes to four lanes, because now you have a right hand getting on the southbound. You have the two lanes going straight ahead. Excuse me, it goes to three lanes there. You go under the freeway, and now it becomes a five-lane road. Two going north on El Camino, one going south. You have one for El Camino and one for the freeway. So we started back here about a quarter of a mile, saying three, and now we're up to five potential lanes. I think it's up to Caltrans, and I wish the city would really dog Caltrans to mark those lanes clearly. The right-hand lane, after you go under the freeway, is for the freeway going northbound. There's nothing that indicates that. We have a lot of people in that lane going over into the El Camino lane. And that creates a real problem, in my opinion, potential problem. This weekend alone, there was a big tractor trailer that was in the freeway lane, and they went all the way to the center of the El Camino, that lane there. So I think it would be good for Atascadero to dog Caltrans to put the signs up and maybe even paint on the road the different lanes where they go. I mentioned it before that on the bridge there are three bolts. So they have signs, they thought about signs, but they've never done it. And I think it would be in our interest if you had them do that and maybe even paint the road for the different lanes to indicate for people that aren't familiar with this area. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mullins. Anyone else wishing to speak? A community forum. I'm seeing none, so I will go ahead and close committee forum and bring it back to council and staff. Mr. Mullen, I think that is a completely reasonable request. we put the bicycle markers over on Traffic Way, so I'm pretty sure we can talk to Caltrans. So I will just ask Public Works to follow up with Caltrans. I think that was a very, very smart idea. With regards to the graffiti, the signs that Mr. Oslin mentioned, Ms. Christensen, do you have, I'm not with our community development director not being here, I'm not really sure who to direct to, or we should get back to him after the fact.
No, I'm happy to answer that. We did have a discussion. Those that were placed in the public right-of-way were addressed at the end of last week and removed. Mr. Dunsmore did reach out to the promoter to have a conversation to explain what our sign code rules are, and the promoter of the event was going to have his sign guy come back up into the city to remove those signs that are in violation of our code. So we're working through that process and hoping to see some movement there. Unfortunately, some of them are on a private property, and so we can't just go and remove those because we don't know if the private property owner did or did not give permission. So some of that is still figuring that out and working with their promoters to ask them to please remove those, or else we do have to go through the code enforcement process.
Okay, thank you. Next is our nothing. We have no public hearing, we have no management reports, so we'll move on to council announcements and committee reports, and this is each council member letting one another and the public know kind of anything we've been up to in the community and any of the committees on which we serve, maybe what the status of that is. So I will start on my left with Councilmember Darris.
I don't have a lot to report, but tomorrow I'll be spending a good portion of the day with some members of our city staff at the Visit SoCal's annual celebration of what has happened over the past year, what is happening, and what will be happening as far as tourism goes around the county. So it's always a good event. I'm looking forward to that. We should get a lot out of that. So that's all I have. Thank you.
A couple things. At the IWMA meeting, we approved in closed session the purchase of a piece of property that would enable the IWMA to sell its main building and get out, and because we're losing lease on this little annex that has a couple employees in it. And then we announced, that came out of closed session and actually announced something, which was that the board had approved the purchase of a particular piece of property, still near the near downtown SLO. And then on this Friday, we have a city finance committee meeting here in this building at 11 o'clock. No, 4 o'clock. Now, what am I doing? 11 a.m. in room 106 in this building. We'll have a finance committee meeting where we'll discuss some changes to investment and purchasing policies. And then on Wednesday, October 2nd, we have the city school committee meeting, which will be held at the school district office.
I have nothing startling to report, but I did want to mention that I was at a meeting recently with Wendy Lewis of ECHO, and ECHO has now housed almost 180 individuals in this calendar year, getting them back into permanent housing. Plus, they have prevented homelessness for another 70 individuals. So they continue to serve us in very powerful ways.
Thank you. I will be joining Councilman Borbo, Finance Committee on Friday, and again with the city school meeting at the high school.
Thank you. I want to thank Councilmember Borbo, who went to the countywide mayor's meeting for me last Friday. So thank you very much for that. Anything you needed to report, probably. Usually
yes,
there's not a lot of reportable things, but.
I forgot to mention, though, that the guest there was from Wildfire Institute at Cal Poly. And he gave a presentation on wildland urban interface mitigation and really how, you know, the insurance industry is in a, you know, talking about all of the cancellations that people, including our residents, are facing, that, you know, it's stemming largely from changes in fire behavior, and therefore insurance is all about measuring risk, and that in this current environment, it's extremely difficult for insurance companies to get a handle on what is the true risk going forward. And you know, we talked about that. It was always an interesting presentation. No solutions forthcoming, but it was a very interesting presentation.
And again, thank you for attending. I have no committee reports. I do want to say I went to an event last Tuesday that was supporting Proposition 36, which we all voted last meeting two weeks ago unanimously to support, and I was happy to be able to let them know this is gaining a lot more support. This is really a nonpartisan issue throughout California, so I want to thank my council members. It's something we rarely do, you know, bringing propositions forward, but it's an issue that had been, you know, part of our legislative platform and something we know that deeply impacts our community from a safety perspective, a health perspective, and so thank you all for that. And with that, I will I don't see anything on the agenda, but do we have any individual determinations or actions? Seeing none, meeting adjourned.